Tax season has arrived, and doing taxes without the right help can feel overwhelming. Intuit TurboTax is here now to guide you through it with confidence. Match with a TurboTax full-service expert who handles everything for you from start to finish. Your dedicated expert checks every single deduction and credit to help you get the best possible outcome so you can feel confident you're getting every dollar you deserve. And the best part? You'll see real-time updates on your expert's progress right on your phone while you live your life. Plus, you get unlimited expert help at no extra cost, even on nights and weekends during tax season. Visit TurboTax.com. Only available with TurboTax Full Service Experts. Real-time updates only on iOS mobile app.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free to play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
It's tax season, and by now, I know we're all a bit tired of numbers. But here's an important one you need to hear. $16 billion. That's how much money in refunds the IRS flagged for possible identity fraud. Here's another one. One in four honest, hardworking, taxpaying Americans has been a victim of identity theft. But it's not all grim news. LifeLock monitors millions of data points per second for your personal information and alerts you to threats you could easily miss on your own. If your identity is stolen, LifeLock's U.S.-based restoration specialist will fix it, backed by another good number, the Million Dollar Protection Package. In fact, restoration is guaranteed or your money back. Don't face identity theft and financial losses alone. There's strength in numbers with LifeLock Identity Theft Protection for tax season and beyond. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 40% your first year. That's 40% off at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
This is an examination of the hidden human condition.
This is the Hidden Killers Podcast
with Tony Bruschi.
We are talking with Siobhan Scott right now, psychotherapist and author, about Jordan Vandersloot, chief suspect in the 2005 disappearance of Natalie Holloway. He's been extradited to the U.S., not for murder charges, but for extortion and wire fraud charges, going back to 2010, where he's accused of promising to disclose the whereabouts of Natalie Holloway's remains to her family for an exchange for $25,000. The attorney went down there, he showed him where he said the body was, and then eventually came back and said it was all a hoax. This is a very sick individual. We saw him getting on the plane, going into court with the smirk and smiling like, look at me. Like, you could just tell he was eating the attention up in a case where he knows that they can't necessarily charge him with murder in the U.S., even though he's been charged and he's in jail for murder in Peru as it is right now. This is a sick thing. Is this going to bring some justice for Natalie Holloway, or what are we looking at right now with this circus that's going on with him coming back into town?
Well, we sure wish that there could be justice for Natalie Holloway. And I think that would at least give some sense of comfort to her family, who just obviously had been tormented. I think it's hard when you have a disappearance and you never have the body and you never get the full story of what happened. And it's got to just be miserable for them. I think that there's some satisfaction that he's at least incarcerated in Peru with a 28-year sentence and then add on 18 years for cocaine trafficking in prison. So at least he's not out as he had been in Thailand, you know, trying to sex traffic women. Mm-hmm. This is a guy that needs to be locked up forever. I mean, there's just hard to see that he has any redeeming qualities at all. And yeah, I would agree. You're not going to see any personal growth with this guy. If he's in prison, he's going to be running any kind of criminal activity he can get away with. He's clearly dangerous. I wish we would find out what is the real story here. But he's lied over the years. He's leaked out all kinds of different information to different people. None of it jives or appears to be legitimate. So we may never know.
It's just so frustrating to look at how we handle these things as a society when you see someone like a Jordan Vandersloot or any other number of characters that clearly have no remorse for what they've done, whether it be murder or murder, then extorting the family of the people that you're accused of murdering their daughter. Even if you didn't murder their daughter, what you did is an evil, evil act. It comes to question, why do we spend so much time and so much money as a society on these people? You can tell they're eating up the attention, the amount of money it must have cost to bring him back to the United States and then have a parade of vehicles taking him from this place to the next for him to make his appearance like he's some sort of celebrity and we must really, you know, pay a lot of attention to this guy. Why do we do this? I know it's a very broad-based question, but it just seems like these people will be fairly easy to dispose of in some way, shape, or form, whether just locking them up and keeping them away or getting rid of them off the planet with some sort of penalty.
I hear you. And there are other countries that, you know, do the firing, slaughter, the beheading.
Maybe,
you know,
do we need to be a little more, in some ways, obviously, those countries are scary and horrible because they'll execute, you know, journalists and such as well.
Exactly.
But when you have someone like this who's already admitted to killing one person, is in jail, is in prison for it, and these other things, is this something where do we need to be a little more stricter here in the West with our ways of punishing people for what they've done once we have them in custody? Because this doesn't seem to be working out too well with the, well, let's give them every chance in the world because, you know, they're a human being and they must be, their life is valuable. I don't think life is precious or valuable with someone like this.
Yeah, no, I agree. I think we live in a country, it's a big, messy, complicated country, and we have a history. I know the state of Texas comes to mind as having a particular problem with this. We have a history of making errors in people that we have incarcerated for many, many years or actually given the death penalty. And then we find out years later, often now with DNA evidence or whatever, it was a big whoops. Yeah. You know, that person was actually innocent. And I do think we want to avoid making those kind of mistakes. So we've got this very complicated system, and an attorney could probably address this more eloquently, but we've got a very complicated system to ensure that we don't treat people unfairly. And so apparently at times we sort of bend over backwards to show, hey, we're being fair here and we're following the rules and doing things by the book. But yes, it's a rather disgusting thing to see at times how we, you know, go out of our way to take care of people and to bend over backwards to try to make sure that all their rights are fully respected and they get all the appeals that they're entitled to and on and on and on. And it's, you know, it's hard to watch.
And that's what we hear often is, well, they're doing it by the book. Maybe we need a new book. Maybe the book, book needs to be amended and changed because I agree that we don't want to execute someone or put someone away forever who clearly is innocent. I feel like today though we have far more ways of avoiding that than we used to in the past. So maybe we should recognize the abilities that we have, and that should maybe then translate into stricter, more swifter punishment for the people that we can undeniably say did this, whether they want to lie about it for the rest of their lives or not. It just seems, I don't know, it just seems silly then to expect taxpayers to then foot the bill for, you know, bringing these people in to do this or that, when no matter what we say or do, they don't care. They're in prison for the rest of their life. This is all a joke and a extra ride for them.
Right, right. And it's particularly troubling when you see them enjoying the process, mm-hmm. as you say, smirking in court and, you know, basically feeding off the attention that they get. Even though we'd say, well, this is negative attention. Yes, of course, but they like it. You know, it doesn't bother them.
I feel like we sometimes have more aggressive means with our pets to correct behavior than we do with people.
Oh, very much.
It's like you get like a little beeper for my dog. It doesn't electrocute or anything. It just beeps. And when I say beep, beep, yeah. It knows, oh, nope, we're not going to do that. Maybe we should have like a shock collar on some of these people.
I would completely support that.
It's like you're going to smirk.
Exactly. Yeah. Here's an immediate consequence. Yeah. Which is probably what they needed when they were 5 years old and they didn't get.
You're exactly right. Yeah. Because that is that really systemic of how you end up with some people like this? Is it the lack of structure or being corrected in our own, you know, childhood behavior that can easily go off the rails when it's not done? Is that what you see? Is this sometimes the result?
It is often the case with people with narcissistic personality disorder. You know, mm-hmm. we used to have this erroneous belief that they were all abused and treated terribly. And in fact, what research has shown over the years is that very often people with narcissistic personality were not corrected. They were indulged. You know, they got away with things. And so they basically formed in childhood thinking consequences don't apply to me. Mm-hmm. I'm special. And then if you have parents that dote on them, despite the fact that they've got really bad behavior, yeah, you're kind of creating a monster in that way. Not that they all become serial killers, but they do become people who think that rules don't apply to them.
This is an examination of the hidden human condition.
This is the Hidden Killers Podcast.
The Hidden Killers Podcast.
With Tony Bruschi.
Siobhan Scott, psychotherapist and author. Always fascinating to get your insight into the minds of people that we ultimately can't understand. Thank you for that. We greatly appreciate it. You can check out her book, The Minds of Mass Killers, Understanding and Interrupting the Pathway to Violence. Hey, if you're on Twitter and you want to follow me off the air, I'm there at Tony B Pod. Check it out. Until next time, stay with us.
Hi, Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Photo Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operate. Moto. It's American made. That's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino. Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free to play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free to play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
It's tax season, and by now, we're all a bit tired of numbers. But here's an important one you need to hear. $16 billion. That's how much money and refunds the IRS flagged for possible identity fraud. But it's not all grim news. LifeLock monitors millions of data points per second and alerts you to threats you could easily miss on your own. If your identity is stolen, they'll fix it. Guaranteed. Save up to 40% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.